I'm going to start this reflection with a little story that happened while I was still at St. Andrews. I came back to the sacristy after the morning liturgy, and I saw a sticky note put on the service register. And I'll tell you what it said in just a minute, but I have to say I was amused. I thought for a while, now who could have done this? And I think I know who did it, though I've never asked her. I really have no idea why she did it, other than that this is kind of a cute little quote or phrase, however you want to say that. It comes from a woman by the name of Rita Mae Brown, who is a feminist author. Never read any of her books. Don't claim to have. But I was really quite taken with this little phrase, because I think it's kind of illustrative of an aspect of life. Here it is. And I'll probably say it a second time so you catch it. Brown said, "Good judgment comes from experience." Not much of an argument there, is there? And then she went on to say, in kind of an ironic fashion, that experience oftentimes comes from bad judgment. I'll say it again. It just amused me. Good judgment comes from experience. And experience oftentimes comes from bad judgment. You know, our younger daughter has a phrase that she says when things don't quite work out. And the phrase is, "Well, that didn't go as planned." Now, I think anybody who's lived any period of time at all can reference both of those comments. You know, have you ever had experience that came from bad judgment? I have. Some of it was so stupid I'm reluctant to tell you. But yes, I have had all kinds of experience that came from bad judgment. But on the other hand, that experience helps me, at times anyway, to attain good judgment. Because having done it one way already and messed it up, I kind of learned from that, and I wouldn't do it again. So I'm going to segue here to the gospel. You know, we've heard this gospel, the parable of the wheat and the weeds. And like last Sunday, I really wish Jesus would not have given me the answer. You know what I mean? You know, he kind of, you know, he explained it all. The reapers are the angels. The devil sows the seeds. Yada yada yada. I think it overly defines the story, so we can't see it as something that could apply to our lives. And I do think it applies to our lives. This whole scenario. And Jesus seems to be stuck in agricultural mode. You know, what was last week? The seeds. The sower of the seeds. This week we get the weeds and the weeds. I'm going to tell you, you could get your car and go out of town and sit down at a coffee shop or a cafe or a truck stop, and you could hear this conversation being replayed today, if you listen to farmers speak. What do farmers talk about? Their crops. It's either their crops or their weather. One of the two. I've heard the conversation hundreds of times. You know, one farmer asks another one how their crops, and the other one says, "Well, they're not bad. But my herbicide failed this year, and they're kind of a mess with weeds inside." You know, the people of Jesus' time did not have herbicide, and But nonetheless, they ended up with the same issue. What do you do with weeds in your crops? Well, I mean, as a kid, we used to walk weeds. And, you know, cut the corn and the milkweed out of the weeds. That was a time-honored practice. And I think it probably paid all of $1 an hour when I was a kid. But, you know, there really isn't a whole lot to do if, you know, in modern nomenclature, if you're herbicide avails, you have the choice of either let them grow up together or to plow it under. A plow it under doesn't make a lot of sense. Because you pay good money for the seed and the fertilizer and the herbicide that failed to put that seed in the ground. So you're probably not going to plow it under. You're going to let it grow together, just like the guy in the Bible did, just like the householder. One of his slaves, of course, asked him, you know, do you want me to go out and pull up the weeds? And, you know, this is where that quote comes from. Had the householder gone out at times previous and pulled up the weeds and ended up pulling up the weed with it instead? Weeds look harder because it goes so close together. Who knows? You know, did his bad experience lead to good judgment? We don't know. But my guess is yes. Yes, that he had in some way attempted to get rid of the weeds in a previous experience, and he found he was unable to do so. He didn't have the ability to do it. He couldn't get rid of the undesirable plants because of the damage that would occur to the desirable plants. Yet if you grow things, you understand that. Understand it completely. Katie, I'm going to tell a story. A couple of weeks ago, we were weeding the garden. And I said, you know, Katie, I think we just hacked out a cucumber. Then you put it back in the ground, right? It's fine. It's fine. And I replaced the top of what you have to account for. But that is the issue that's detailed in the gospel. You know, and even though we're kind of far removed, most of us, from the experience of the agricultural life, we can still appreciate the account. How far can we push it? What do we have to take away from this? Because anybody in here a farmer? No, I don't see it. Yeah, it's a gardener. So, you know, maybe we can push a little bit. But let me suggest this to you. When we get together and we talk about issues in the world, we know all kinds of problems that exist. Maybe they exist as individual problems, maybe they exist as corporate problems. And what oftentimes is our response? How do we deal with this? How do we get rid of it? How can we handle these so that they're not a problem anymore? Well, you know what Jesus said in this parable? What do you say about the household? You ought to bring them up. Said be patient. Amen. Be patient. It is. It's a well unused virtue. Let them grow together. Let them grow. Because we really don't have the ability
to root them out.
We have to let them grow together until such time as either we gain the ability to address them, or there is some other solution that makes itself up. I can tell you, because I've experienced this, there are times when what we see as a problem over the course of time turns into the exact opposite. It turns into a blessing.
Yes.
Just look around. Let's see if you can see some of those. But the answer is the answer that Jesus gave to the farmer. Let the stuff grow again. Be patient and wait for the harvest. It'll come. And when it does, then you can do the sorting that's necessary. Comments that you'd like to add? Ideas that you have about this?
We talked about children of God and children of evil one. And that's, I think this is probably explaining why God allows people to exist. Another reason for that, and that explains the people who are children of God why they exist. The other thing is that another reason for that, they're about the reason, because sometimes the things that you think the reason the person is actually not, the person is not a reason.
And even if they are believing, let me say that there's no doubt. I know that's kind of hard to see sometimes. And see, that is exactly why Jesus wouldn't have made an explanation and left it with just the parable. But yeah, you can certainly see it as a judgment. I mean, the explanation.
Jen, I think it worked.